Good afternoon. This is Melissa Constant with Personal Benefit Financial. Welcome to another Friday phone call. Today we decided that we would share some slides with you that were provided to us by JP Morgan. So the first slide that you see here is the S&P 500 performance by sector. I don't think there are any big surprises on this one, but as you can see on the left, the sectors that have done the best tend to be online retail. Since none of us are going out shopping anymore, that's gone up about 60%. Home improvement has also had some big gains at about 33%. Since we're all looking around our houses and offices at home and trying to figure out how to make them look better and feel better since we're spending so much time there. We're also buying more of our groceries online, etc. And on the far right, you can see some of the sectors that have performed poorly. Again, no surprises here. Office space, as well as hotels, resorts, and cruise lines, and airlines are all off by as much as half. The next page that I'd bring your attention to is the consumer finances page. And the top right-hand corner will show us the household debt service ratio. And basically what that chart is telling us, that as a percentage of disposable personal income, our debts are at an all-time low from the 1980s. So we're doing a great job of servicing our debt and not going into debt nearly as much as we have in the past. We have more in the bank. And also the chart right below that shows our household net worth in billions, showing again that our household wealth or net worth is at an all-time high since the 1990s. So we're doing a lot better job of saving and not getting into debt. And it could be because there's no place to go or things to do, all the fun stuff like traveling. We can't do now, and so we're saving more. The next chart is federal finances. This basically shows us the 2020 federal budget. And as you can see, the spike in the bar graph there, obviously since we've spent so much on our stimulus packages, the trillions that we've put back in the economy to keep us afloat, it shows that our deficit is much higher. And we would expect that that will continue to grow as soon as the stimulus package is passed again. Next page after that is payroll employment. And again, this is pretty self-explanatory. It shows you what jobs were lost when we first started going through this pandemic and had basically the nation shut down, and what we've been able to recover. Again, no big surprises here. Most of those jobs were lost in leisure and hospitality. Trade and transportation, etc., and we are regaining some of those back. The next slide is diversification and the average investor. And I always find this to be a very interesting analysis. The first chart up on the top here kind of shows you the volatility or the ride, the ups and downs, the peaks and troughs of different return asset classes. So again, it proves that a 60-40 portfolio is probably one of the smoother rides with some of the best returns. And it just speaks again to the fact that we should all have diversified portfolios. And the last slide that we found interesting is the cash account return slide on the back. And basically what it's telling us is that for every $100,000 in a savings account, right now we're getting about $220. Again, rates are at an all-time lows. Savings account may not be the best place to have our money or all of our money. Inflation is going up much quicker than that, as well as, more importantly, inflation in medical care as well as in funding education. So if we're going to keep up with those kinds of things, we have to invest in places other than in a traditional savings account. So I hope you find these slides interesting. Have a good weekend, and we look forward to talking to you soon. And as always, if you have any questions regarding these slides or the commentary, please feel free to give us a call, and we'd be happy to help. Thanks so much. Take care and stay safe and healthy.